This is the Midday Market Podcast for Tuesday on the IOAG Business Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, it seems like we've turned to the negative here today after the first trading day of the week on Monday. What are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Yeah, so they call it turnaround Tuesday. Maybe there's a reason, but down about 3 cents in corn, about a nickel in beans, but wheat really under some pressure today, down about five. Some likely technical selling there. I'm going to say maybe a little better forecast too for some of the winter wheat areas, and just the lack of positive news. We continue to see where Russia offers wheat out below market price, and anyway, wheat's under pressure. And then if I jump over to livestock quick, mixed in the cattle, just steady to a little higher in the April contract, down about 5 to 15 in the deferred months. Feeders mixed. Hogs off a dollar in the front months, and then milk markets have turned weaker after some gains early in the session, down about 10 to 18 points right now.
And you mentioned all three wheat classes down. Are they dragging the other commodities with them to the negative side, or is it just a case of everybody's kind of in the same boat today?
Well, I think there's a lack of fresh new news or perceptive new news. So I think everybody's in the same boat from that way, at least supportive news too. Whenever the wheat market leads like it is here, this is going to have some impact. It's just really tough to get, you know, let's say wheat prices, if when they're trending lower, they see, you know, corn shooting higher. It just, they're not married, but they're close to it. And so a day like today, if you just don't have much going on in the corn market, you might expect penny higher, penny lower. And that's how it traded most of the day. But all of a sudden, wheat's down 15 cents and it's tugging on corn. So you're going to get that spillover effect in that market. And consequently, it's just weighs on everything. What we need to see, though, is some kind of fresh news or weather developments or something to kind of get the markets excited. We've had some good technical activity in corn, but now we need sort of the next shoe to drop. We need something a little bit more friendly.
And you're right, Brian. We aren't getting any friendly news right now. And then on top of it, whenever we get a report from South America, it sounds like things are going just so well for them right now in terms of harvest, the speed they're getting done, and then getting that second crop, Safrinha corn, in the ground.
Right. So. Planting's moving along, and we just have to step back a little bit and say, do we have anything very significant, not just, you know, a little bit here and a little there, very significant that would give the market pause to think that the Safrinha corn is going to come up short anywhere? The answer to that question is, I don't believe so today. So keep in mind, Brazil is a very large country, and the key second crop corn growing states, that's a lot of space. You're never going to have things ideal. And there's talk of warmer, there's talk of drier, but it has failed today so far to really buy any of that second, you know, buying interest to push prices through the resistance. And when I say resistance, I'm talking, Mark, about chart spots where the market recovered to here, but didn't really push through. And so the bears are going to say, look, you can't get above the 21-day moving average, and you can't get about down this downward sloping line on the July contract. They're probably taking a shot at selling it here and seeing if they can't push it.
You already mentioned about the livestock a little bit, Brian, but when we talk about the front month for the hogs, this is the first time we've seen that price take a tumble a little bit in a while. It actually has been some firmer footing for the hogs.
Well, it has. And so I think on the fundamental picture, you've got a market that really at the beginning of the year looked just really poor and has recovered substantially. As an example, I just have to be looking. Let's see what kind of contract we got here. Let's look at the April contract here back in early January, $72. And then here recently topped over 88. Now pulling some of that back. Looks like a typical correction, but the general idea was that the hog market relative to cattle, and cattle had been trending down into the end of the year, got a little bit too cheap, and then cattle rebounded, hogs followed their suit. I think hogs got a good demand story. Iowa hog producers can attest it's been a really rough 2023, so we got to probably expect that there's some herd reduction as well. Summer months have continued to hang in there very well, though. And gosh, you got July hogs at 103, straight up on the charts, expectations for tighter inventory and a really good recovery.
Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here today. Brian, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure. Quick phone call does the trick, 800-334-9779. And if you want to give me a call, we'd be much appreciated.
Thanks so much for the analysis here today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll speak again soon.
Mark, great talking to you. Thank you very much.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. At midday, May corn is down 4 even at 426 even. May soybeans down 5 1/4 at 1149 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal down $1.50 at 332 even. May soybean oil down 2 pennies at 45.15. Chicago wheat down 14 and 3 quarters at 549 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat down 9 even at 650 and a half. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9 1/2 at 570 and 3 quarters. And May oats down 1 and 3 quarters at 366 and 3 quarters. On the Merc, April live cattle up 20 cents at 186.87. March feeder cattle down 17 cents at 251.37. April lean hogs down $1.42 at 84.85. April pork cutout down 87 cents at 92.50. And Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 16.57. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.